Welcome to The Road to Life, a New Generation Ministries podcast that focuses on helping youth and young adults through the daily application of godly wisdom and discipleship to help them live fulfilled lives as responsible citizens. So let's dive right into today's topic. What fragrance are you wearing? By Reverend Dr. Russell M. Morrow. When I was about 15 or 16 years old, I purchased or was given a bottle of cologne in a brown glass container shaped like a riverboat. Its aroma was so good to me that I wore it on special occasions. Today, I have that same bottle of cologne in my bedroom with about a teaspoon of that cologne left. Keeping this memento from my youth with its enduring fragrance, its personal value, and worth to me has helped to inform my appreciation for today's text through the years. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 through 2, we read, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Our text reminds us that our lives as proteges of Jesus should be a sweet-smelling aroma to God as part of our everyday lives. Our text also reminds us that the best way to make your life a sweet-smelling aroma to God is to walk in love as imitators of Christ Jesus. The priest in the tabernacle burned incense in the Old Testament on the altar of incense during morning and evening prayers. And according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, the aroma of the incense drifted up to God as a pleasing and acceptable sacrifice of their prayers and was stored along with the other prayers of God's people in the vials of heaven. We may not be called to lay down our lives as Christ did, but we are required to demonstrate acts of love towards God our Father, Christ our Redeemer, and man our brother. Jesus said it this way, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Someone might ask, what practical things can I do to follow the example of Christ and be an imitator of God's love, honoring him with a sweet fragrance? Let me first suggest that you live your life as a sacrificial offering through the following ways. Number one, your prayer life. Number two, your agreement and respect for the Word of God. Number three, your worship and praise. Number four, your promotion of justice and mercy. Number five, your love for God and humanity. Number six, and the delight in your life. Number seven, your witness as a protege of Jesus. Again, what fragrance are you wearing? Let's pray. Eternal God, we come again to you this day, just as we are, with our hopes, concerns, joys, and inner struggles, saying thank you for loving and for caring for us all. We acknowledge you as our sovereign creator with the power over all things in our land. We come asking you to forgive us for falling short of your glory in our thoughts, words, and deeds. We ask that you look upon us and grant us the wisdom, courage, and strength so we can face the challenges of this day with the sweet fragrance you will enjoy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Road to Life podcast. If you would like more information about New Generation Ministries or would just like to get in contact with us, feel free to visit us at our website at ngmec.org. Once again, that is ngmec.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope to see you next time right here on The Road to Life.